Welcome to another edition of WITY Profile. Chad Baker here today with Pat O'Shaughnessy, Jim Anderson, talking Festival Trees 2025. Jingle All the Way is the theme. Pat, Jim, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
Let's dive right in. It kicks off Saturday, November 15th, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. But folks that have a ticket, there is a breakfast with Santa at 9 a.m. to start the day. But then you dive right into it. All kinds of great music, entertainment, and should be just kind of a situation where you just open the floodgates and people start coming in and check out what all those beautiful trees look like. Take us through that first day for the Jingle All the Way Festival of Trees 2025.
Well, we can't get in that first event because that's for kids that have been good all year. So the prehistoric pit stop with Santa wouldn't include us three. But yeah, that's a sold-out event that starts us off in that morning. And then the kids get first shot at the craft area as soon as they're done. And then the gates open. And Saturday's usually Saturday and Sunday, obviously, our biggest day. And it goes all day, both days. Lots to do during the event when you get there, whether you're your kid at heart or your real kid wants to go up into the craft area, they can do that and make a handprint for grandma or mom or somebody for Christmas. A lot of different craft ideas up there. There's lots of raffle trees they can bid on. There's lots of raffle items in the raffle house that you can buy a ticket on. That those will be drawn the last day of the event. There is a balloon. What do you call them? A balloon meister? A balloon guy? A guy that makes all kinds of different shapes out of balloons.
That's, oh, sure.
That he comes and works and works and works and works. I don't know how he stands there that long.
I like the title that you have given him. I think we could run with that. Balloon Meister.
Could. Yeah. And he's there all day. And then great entertainment on the stage. We've kind of sweetened up the entertainment this year and had some different acts come in and keeps the stage busy all through Saturday and Sunday. Sunday's family day. We roll right into Sunday family day. And Sunday is also pickle day. Come in, find the pickle ornaments on the trees. Don't take them off. You get a little sheet and you get to write them down. But somebody walked up and said, hey, I found one.
And okay. Then you got to go hide.
We got to go put it back. So find those. And then there we give away about six different prizes, I think, for people that do find all six of them that day. And we draw prizes at the end of the day. And of course, the music continues, entertainment continues, the beauty of the festival continues with all the trees and the wreaths, which is really what we're there for. But there's a lot of things thrown in on top of those.
So many great artists coming together. And I think we kind of jumped the gun here a little bit. There's actually a pre-event happening on the 13th. You got Bourbon Bubbles and Brew. Tickets still available for that. That's kind of a unique event, a little preview of the show. Tell us how that all came together.
Go ahead.
It's the Pat Show. BBB, I always throw bacon in there because I think it just sounds better too. Bourbon, Brew, Bubbles, and Bacon, but no bacon. It's a new event. Was last year. It was probably our best new event we ever had. It was well attended. They had a lot of fun. It's an adult event. Obviously, it happens this year after hours.
Okay.
And so the event will be closed. They'll start the BBB, and they've got great entertainment. They have a few adult beverages, some heavy appetizers this year by Possum Trot Restaurant.
Oh.
They have 50-50. They have some music. I think former state representative Chad Hayes and his sister Carla, who is the main part of that group. Don't let Chad kid you.
Yeah.
But she's the talent in that group, are going to play. Chad is the MC that night, and just a lot of fun. A smaller crowd. It's not like the gala or any of the other events.
Sure.
I think it's limited to 144 people, I believe.
Do we have an auction that night?
We have a live auction, and they've got some wonderful, wonderful. If I had your money, I would be bidding on a lot of them, Chad, but I don't. But some great auction items on a live auction that night, too. So get your tickets for that and start the festival. We're not going to light the trees because we always light the trees the night of the gala the next night, but you'll be able to see down there. Everything will be lit up except for the trees.
We dive into the week here. We've got a Veterans Day free admission to all veterans. That's on Monday, November 17th. You'll have a ladies' luncheon that day. More artists. You have the Spotlight Performing Arts coming out for a performance there. Storytime at the festival, which is a free event. So some activities that's probably more geared towards children that day to bring the young ones out and enjoy the magic of Christmas.
Well, one of the things that we want to make sure everyone remembers is that this truly is all about the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And Pat and I and the steering committee and all of our volunteers work around the calendar to put this together. But really, our payoff is to see the look in the eyes of the kids when they get down on the floor of the arena for the first time and just try to take it all in. It's a wonderful experience, not only for the family, but certainly for the parents to see the experience that their kids are having or their grandkids are having.
And I think traditionally, whenever I've always thought about decorating trees, we throw a few lights on there. Our ornaments, some of them ceramic and breakable, the tinsel, the it's chaos sometimes, you know. And with these trees, it's not really like a lot of the trees that you decorate at home growing up. You know, there's a theme, there's some design into it, there's some thought that's put into it, and there's just some incredible designs that people come up with.
We do, and we're blessed with new designers each year. We have veteran designers that have been with us for probably 29 years, and then we've got new designers each year. And so when people say, what's new at the festival this year? Well, 100-plus trees and designs are new. Probably, are we knocking on the door, 50 wreaths?
50 wreaths.
50 wreaths.
Yeah.
So it's just a wonderful experience. It truly is.
Absolutely. We've got the story time at the festival on the 17th with hot chocolate and cookies. Come back the next night. You can do some cookie decorating in the craft area open. It's the last night, and that is from 4 to 8 p.m. Some other events that we want to talk about that, as we get closer to the show, going to be either sold out or close to sold out. In fact, there was a couple just right out of the gate. You had the Glow Ho Ho Adult Bingo. So popular, and I'm sure you had a lot of people ask. That's why you have another edition of it coming up later in the week. You had the Princess Tea Party, which I'm sure is a big seller each and every year that you'd
sold
have.
Sold out in 12 minutes.
Sold out in 12 minutes. You had Family Bingo. Basically, where I'm going with this is a lot of people like to play bingo here. Am I correct in saying that?
Sure sounds like it, doesn't it?
So you got the second round of Glow Ho Ho Adult Bingo coming up on the 18th. There's a senior extravaganza on the 19th. So for folks that want to come out and get that feeling of being in the kitchen around Christmas and decorating a cookie and having a nice treat, they can do that as well.
You can do that all week long. You can buy your cookies either up in the craft area. And if you buy them up there, you can actually put icing on them. If you buy them down below, you can just eat them like you would out of the oven at home. So
yeah.
You can get them on the floor up in the craft area, but that's, I think we went over 100,000 cookies sold about 2 or 3 years ago over the course of the event and its history, and we marked that by, I think, giving one person a free cookie. We're pretty tight, you know. But
sure.
It's all for the kids. And, you know, Jim mentioned it's for the kids. That's always been our motto, starting with the balloon event, too, that we also run, and we put our money where our mouth is, and after the events are over, our board meets in December, and 100% of the net proceeds from the balloon event and Festival Trees gets donated back to the community to organizations that assist kids and families throughout the year. And this year we will go over the $800,000 mark of monies that we've been able to give away. So everybody that comes to the festival is part of those community impact grants. It's not just the sponsors and the designers, the steering committee. You buy a gingerbread cookie, boom, you're part of those grants that are going back and helping kids throughout the year. You buy something in the craft area, you buy a raffle ticket, you're all helping. So your ticket to get in, it's all going back in. The event's paid for before we start by our generous sponsors. And so anything you do while you're there, you're helping. You're part of the community impact grants that go back to the kids' organizations throughout the year.
Well, and just an incredible outpouring, as we always state, and it seems like we do this often on Profile. We talk with folks about the generosity of folks in general here in the Vermilion County area and Danville coming together. And anytime you can come up with an event that they're having fun and it's effortless, it's not like a typical volunteer event where, you know, everybody that's coming in is doing some work to make things happen here. This is, yes, you have volunteers, you have the people that are also coming to the event that are just out to have an evening out, to have fun, to go and check things out. They're also participating in supporting these causes, and it shows that there's an uncapped amount of generosity in this area where everybody just comes together.
And it goes on and on. And I mean, events don't last 29 years most places.
Sure.
Jim, talk about the average age of...
We talk about this. As a matter of fact, I think Patrick and I talked about this about 10 years ago when we started thinking about bringing a balloon event back. The longest festival event that we can source is out in Salt Lake City, and I think this year they're going to be celebrating their 55th Festival of Trees. And so we're...
You're over halfway there.
That's what I told Patrick the other day. I said, as soon as they drop their tent, we'll play catch-up with them in about a quarter century, and we'll get there.
Somebody will.
Yeah, that's true. The kids will. But you mentioned volunteers. Obviously, we couldn't do this without a host of volunteers, and we still have volunteer opportunities available. You can find out what those opportunities are by going to our website, festivaloftreesdanville.com. There's a tab up at the top that says volunteers, and it not only gives you the time slots that we're talking about, but I think it also gives you a short description of what it is that we want you to try to accomplish during that slot.
It's an expansive website. In fact, that's what I've used for most of our discussion here today, just going back and forth. And I've not even through about a third of the website. So opportunities for designers, opportunities for sponsorships, volunteering, you can contact, you can buy your tickets there. Best opportunity for you to get information between now and the time that it opens, festivaltreesdanville.com. Check that out. Anything else that you guys want folks to know before they head on out to the Palmer Arena?
Well, one of the things that we make sure that we always mention is the fact that we wouldn't be able to be presenting this each year without the extreme generosity of the Julius W. Hegeler II Foundation. Mm-hmm. Julius was truly a kid at heart. We can all recall seeing him sitting in the front row and watching the Polar Express and anything on stage down there. You know, unfortunately for us, Julius passed a few years back, but his spirit lives on and his foundation continues to support the event, and we're very, very grateful for that.
And of course, that generosity will live on well beyond his time here, and of course, we see that all over town, and no better way of seeing that than an event that has really come alive and continues to come alive each and every year. And I don't know how you guys are going to keep topping it. I think at some point in time you run out of ideas, but that's the other thing about having so many volunteers, so many people coming together, is you always have somebody that's going to come up with, well, what if we try this?
We call that putting new ornaments on the tree.
Absolutely.
And next year will be year 30, so we're going to put some big ornaments on the tree next year.
There you go.
One thing to remind folks of, too, is that the Palmer Arena is a clear bag facility.
Sure.
So like any place you go to, whether it's an Illini football game, basketball game, a lot of high school games now, don't bring your big purse. Leave your knife at home. I sat at the gate last year, and I was shocked at the amount of men that carry just, you know, little pocket knife. It's a long walk back to your car sometimes, so just remember that. You can't bring a big purse in. You can bring a clear one in. Kids' backpacks for diaper bag, that type can be brought in, but leave the big purses at home or you're going to have to walk back to your car.
Us media members know that well, and of course that's something we're going to have to navigate before it's all said and done.
Unfortunately, it's the world we live in
today. But it's nice to have those disclaimers ahead of time, save you the headache, save you the hassle, and that way you can plan. And let's face it, you know, I mean, if you're going to need a bag, go out and get a clear bag. You know, they have them available out there more and more all the time. So jingle all the way, the Festival of Trees 2025 coming up to the Palmer Arena, November 15th through the 19th. Pat O'Shaughnessy, Jim Anderson, thanks for joining us today to talk about this. We're excited, and we'll see you out there.
We'll see you there. Thanks for having
us. We'll be there.
That's been WITY Profile. I'm Chad Baker.